Welcome into the Siouxland Sports Insider basketball podcast. Joined by my partner here, Mitch McCumber. Our segment is presented by Bob Rose Point After, North End Zone, and West Side Pizza, along with RTI. Appreciate both their sponsorships here for us as we keep the show rolling on here. And Mitch, we're going to go ahead and lead off with girls basketball here in the Metro, and I'll let you get us started here.
Well, the rivalry of the two top teams in the conference evened itself out with East and Helan both being one win, one loss in the battle for who takes the conference. Now both sit at the top of the conference with one loss, and both teams doing a really good job. You know, talk about Bishop Helan starting off the season 0-2, playing a really good Xavier team and then losing to East. Mm-hmm. Rattled off now 11 straight wins, yeah. And they're one of the hottest teams in all of basketball, no matter what class. Mm-hmm. They're doing it with a lot of their glue pieces that they had last year. Juniors turned into seniors, and they, you know, they're on the up and up, and they're probably one of the best, if not the best team in the state in 3A. And then you go to the other side in Sioux City East. They're doing it with all their young gals. Like they have some good junior pieces, good senior pieces, but that freshman class is unbelievable. Yeah. You know, you have the two twins and then Miller as well. This team is going to be dangerous for a long stretch, not just this year, but in years to come, playing some good ball. And then you got Lamar's. That's you know sitting pretty even slated at 8-6. Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln, Sergeant Bluff, Luton's won four straight after their sluggish start. And then you have like your West, North, and TJ as well, you know, rounding out the class. But I think it's very how we came into the year kind of assuming that East and Helan were going to be the top two in conference, and they've held so to doing so. And I think both teams, you know, 1-3A and 1-4A, or excuse me, 4A and 5A, because girls' mm-hmm. basketball is a little bit different.
Yep.
They have a chance to, you know, play and host a couple of games in the playoffs and have a chance to get down to the wells with how deep their rosters are. And I think that's a huge thing, too, is the two teams at the top with East and Helan are very deep teams.
Yeah, they are.
They're not just a starting five or two gals that are just playing some 1-2-man game. And beating you that way, there's talent coming
contributions,
off the bench.
Yeah, from pretty much everybody off the bench, and it, you know, of course the starters as well. But yeah, they're deep, and when you're deep like these two teams are, you can extend your season into the postseason play for sure. And just one quick note: I know Brooklyn Stanley at Helan, Coach Koolstra had made mention that she's struggling with a hamstring right now. So it's kind of hit and miss. But he was very cautious of her minutes. She was on the floor against East this past Monday night. And things worked out for them. They dug themselves out of a 16-point hole and eventually won there in the end. So really a momentum builder for the Helan girls. And, you know, East, just on to the next one. They have a heck of a team too, like you said. So those two teams are excelling right now in girls basketball here in the Metro.
And I think, too, like in a game like that, not that you ever want to take a loss in the series, especially when you know that you're the two best teams on this side of the state. But it's really an iron sharpens iron thing. You know, you want to take a little bit of a lull, maybe have a little bit of a humbling experience, come back to reality, work on things you need to work on, maybe some defensive adjustments. And, you know, honestly, those two are the two better teams that they're going to see all year until they get into tournament play.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to play more of those games. You want it to be tight. You want your girls to be tested going into the fourth quarter. All right, now we need to really work on our inbounds plays. What happens when, you know, I know both teams are really good with pressing the ball.
Yep.
And stuff that you're going to see if you do make it down to Wells Fargo Arena. And I think those two games, having it early in the season, kind of showed, okay, each team is beatable. They have their flaws. Going down into it now, what adjustments had you made? Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously credit to Helan being battle-tested, because they took a punch in the mouth early in the game and, like you said, battled back from 16 down and really prevailed in that one. And we'll talk about our MVPs. And, you know, you already mentioned her. Junior Brooklyn Stanley didn't play much in that. The game a little bit limited in the game against East, and their team still prevailed. But leading scorer on this team, 163 points throughout the season. for Stanley. She's got 31 steals, 43 rebounds, and 30 assists, and she's shooting at a really good clip as well, 50% from the field, and then her effective field goal percentage from three-point range, 53%, so a 50% or higher shooter, shooting 71% from the line. You know, it's of being one of the younger gals on this senior-led team, because there's, I mean, obviously four or five seniors on this roster that make some noise with Peck and Newberg, Meese, LaFleur. But I feel like we're going to talk a lot about the juniors in this these matchups here and for the next year to come or so. You know, Brooklyn's done a really good job. Last year she was a phenomenal sophomore. Now carrying on that, playing really good ball as a junior and leading this team to, like we said, an impressive 11-game win streak, and they look to keep it going. Their schedule is really favorable after knocking that second game against East out of the way to kind of run away and keep the momentum going. I mean, you want, if the momentum stays hot, you want to keep riding it, and hopefully they have a healthy team going into the playoffs, because you know, they were really close last year, and I thought could have won it all, and then kind of hit a juggernaut, and then you know, they're more battle tested and ready to go this year, so just got to keep riding the wave.
Yeah, exactly. And then you know, great player in Brooklyn Stanley that you mentioned, and I want to give Alex Flannery some support here too. I think she's done a great job at East. You know, she's a junior. She got great experience last year. I think she's elevated her game as a junior, but her game's become a little bit more balanced, and she fits in with that group of girls really well. And I think she's kind of the glue that holds that group together, Mitch.
Right, doing a lot of the, like, one of the leading rebounders in the MRAC and one of the leading steals in the gals in the MRAC as well. And I mean, and that's a big thing too with the freshmen that they have that are very versatile with scoring. For her to still be, you know, third in points for scoring for East, first in rebounds, second in assists, like, she's going to get her, you know, not a triple double, but she's going to fill her stat sheet no matter what way it is to win. And if that means that at a given night she has to go out and score 25 points, she'll score 25 points. If she has to assist on, you know, 25 made baskets, she's going to assist on 25 made baskets. Anything that you need, and as unselfish of a player as it is, it's a huge part to why East is so good this year. You know, ranked as high as they are, and they have a really good shot to make it to the state tournament and go far with the depth that they have. And the big piece of that holding it all together is Alex Flattery.
And it'd be awesome for us to go down to Des Moines and have both these teams playing down there at the same time. That'd be a lot of fun. Moving on to boys basketball, and Mitch, East High, Coach Raz Vanderloo, they just stay hot. They're just taking care of business and playing really well.
And I think that they're a team that's not talked about enough. I mean, we mentioned it a little bit last week. Very rarely is a team undefeated 14, 15 games into the season and still not in the top five. In rankings, you've seen a lot of teams, and that's now discredit to the Valley, is the Waukee Northwest, Kennedy teams. I think seven's a bit disrespectful. Just because, I mean, you know, this team has played a Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln team in conference and beaten them, and then they beat a Sergeant Bluff team who's, you know, kind of on the up and up. They just lose to a game to West, but besides that, they would have been 7-2. In conference, you know, beat Helan, West, North, Lamar's, Council Bluffs, Tom Sheffield, handle the business they have in front of them, and then they ask them to go out and play these tougher games. You know, I think their real measurement for them is going to be the Bellevue West game, and then I believe they play AL one more time at home. So those two games will be huge for them. If they can handle business and then win the games that they should win, you know, they could ride off into the playoffs undefeated. You're going to host some games, you know, and then everyone's going to give you your best shot. You're going to have some teams from the Central area come up, maybe like a Southeast Polk team or maybe a Valley team. You know, depending on the draw, you could see a Waukee early. I know they obviously want to hold those games till they get down in the tournament. But, you know, so far, I mean, they've gotten production out of legitimately everyone. And we've talked about it earlier in most podcasts, too. This team is deep.
Yeah,
very deep. And when you have production, obviously you want to get your main production out of your seniors, and their senior class is loaded with all the guys they have. And a lot of guys going to play some, you know, NAI and higher up in different sports. But when you have Brant Van Dyke, Cole Ritchie, Kellen Jacobson, Preston Dobbs, you have Comstock, Sam Johns, and then you get some juniors out of Flemister and Grant, especially.
Yeah.
It's the bench when it comes off, and you know, we had the guys on the podcast. They said some of the guys on our bench could go start.
Yeah.
For guys basketball teams in the area, and I truly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, my MVP, and I'll take the quote unquote the easy route here. Just talking about Sioux City East, and I think Honeyfist Grant's had an incredible season. He really put himself on the radar, is the leading point scorer for the Black Raiders as of right now. Preston Dobbs is slowly catching, or just getting up on his tail with, you know, how many threes he can hit.
Yeah.
But 209 points on the season, 21 steals, 28 assists, 52 rebounds for a guy that, you know, really took on his role this year alone. Mm-hmm. He played limited action last year, and to be, you know, a junior on a senior-led class and to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that East doesn't play, you know, one-man ball. It's a very open, the ball moves a lot in this rotation, and it's any guy's night.
Yeah.
And that's how Raz coaches. But to be, quote-unquote, the guy and being the leading scorer as a junior on a team of seniors that have been there and done that before,
it's really
impressive. And it's the reason, you know, that this team is so dominant and on the record that they're on, is because they have more than just one guy that's able to score. And, you know, Honey Fitz has been able to do what he can. And, you know, this East team is rolling and they're cooking with fire. And if you haven't gone out to watch them play yet, I would encourage you to, if we have them on Metro Sports TV, watch them there, or just get out to East High and watch a game. The atmosphere there is crazy always. Good game would be AL comes to town. It would be the top two teams in the conference playing. Be a good one to go watch. But just how effortlessly the ball moves down the field. I mean, they have set plays. They like them to play in transition. You'll see a couple dunks. You got some athletes on the court. But just how the ball moves, it's seamless, and it seems to be higher elevated than most teams around here. And I'm not knocking on any other team that are around here, but it's just they have a loaded roster that understands the game of basketball, and it's poetic on how the game plays out, and that's the reason that they're top in the conference.
Yeah, they can really run the floor. And, you know, it takes athletes to do that, and they work hard at it, and it's exhibited on game night. So, yeah, good job out of East. Hope they continue to move forward here. Bishop Heelan, I mean, they're playing a good brand of basketball right now. Kuehl, doing a really good job at point guard, and Matt Knoll inside has done very well.
Quinn Olson.
Yeah, yeah, Quinn Olson out at guard there. So they just keep getting better and better. And they'll first year coach there, Coach Hahn, I believe. Yep. And you know, doing just a tremendous job there at Heelan.
Yeah, and then they have 11-3 overall record. They're one of the top ranked teams in Class 3A, and you talk about Carter Kuehl, and, you know, leading assist guy on that team and leading scorer on that team. So he's not only a guy that's going to get you a bucket, he's going to get you other guys to get buckets as well. Quinn Olson, I mean, this team assists the ball extremely well. Have two of the top five assist guys in the MRAC conference, Carter Kuehl at 46, and right on his tail, Quinn Olson at 41, knows a little something about dishing a rock or a ball out there on being quarterback. And, you know, this team last year was super young. You know, we talked about, like, sophomore Matt Knoll, junior Carter Kuehl. You know, it was a team that had to mature and learn early, and they did that, and they were a very good team last year. But they've almost taken their lumps and lulls from last year and gained some confidence. And now they're playing with more house money. And they're like, all right, now we deserve to be here.
Yeah.
We know what team we have. And, you know, even with a first-year head coach or a second-year head coach, you're still playing some good basketball. And they play a good brand of basketball. The games between East were very competitive, very good. A close thing, a five-point game was the last time that they played against each other. And when you're playing up against a high-ranked 4A school and losing by five on the road, you know, I think that is a battle test. We talked about East and Heelan in girls basketball. That's an iron sharpens iron game in 4A and 3A for guys basketball as well.
Yeah.
Just because you're going to be playing whenever anyone gives you your best shot. If you're East, you know that's going to happen the rest of the season. And whenever you're a Heelan team that can go up against a high powered 4A team, you know, those are the type of teams that you're going to see in 3A going into the playoff brackets and stuff like that. And, you know, then you go down and talk about a team like Sergeant Bluff, who's, you know, you haven't really found their identity. They beat a Heelan team by 15, lost to a West team by 15. You know, you don't know what kind of team you're going to get. Mm-hmm. That team gets hot. Then all of a sudden we're sitting back and talking about Vanderskaff Magic and taking a team, you know, deep into a playoff run. So I think that the MRAC in itself this year at 3A with the two big 3A teams they have in Heelan and Sergeant Bluff, you never know what you're going to get out of those teams. I like the more consistency out of Heelan than I do at Sergeant Bluff. And then when you go to 4A, you know, I think AL has a good chance to make it as an outside bubble team in the playoffs. And in East, I think, you know, in our eyes here at Siouxland Sports Insider, we think they should be in the top five, if not a little bit higher. And they'll, I mean, if they have to earn that respect down in Des Moines, then so be it. But I think they're a lot better team than they have been in years past. And I like to compare them to the 2012 team. The team that went down and played in that state championship.
That's a great
game.
Analogy in my mind. That was a hell of a team.
Yeah, and I think they're just as good. And we got even some guys. I know you're MVPs across the pond, if you will, across the way there. South Sioux's playing some good basketball.
Yeah, and sure to mention here, Coach Nelson Wilson over at South Sioux City. Always liked him, his coaching style. He's a program builder, and that's what he's doing at South Sioux City. They're sitting here right now at 8-6. They've got a really outstanding senior in Manny Paul, 6'5" senior, averaging right around 19 points a game and 11.5 rebounds per game. And he's really, you know, as the season plays out here, he just keeps getting better and better. And then good partner in crime here out front at guard is Anthony Earth, 5'11" senior, and he's averaging right around 20 points a game. So good two-man game working there. And Coach Nelson Wilson developing some depth with his program. And, you know, keep an eye on him. He always finds a way to win, you know, and I think he's a heck of a coach. So good job over there by the Cardinals.
And we would be hard-pressed not to mention the teams up north as well. Elk Point Jefferson, I believe, only has one or two losses in guys basketball. Coming off that fresh state championship in football. And then, you know, I feel like it's been years since Dakota Valley's lost a basketball game, and it really has been.
It's been a while.
Undefeated last year and undefeated so far this year. And, you know, they went up and played a tournament against a really good Sioux Valley team and took it to them. And they have a good matchup on Thursday. Metro Sports TV will be there for both the guys and the girls game. And they play a really good Sioux Falls Christian team who's given them fits in the past couple of years. And it's a really good culture up there at Sioux Falls Christian. Atmosphere at DV is going to be packed. And, you know, DV just keeps pressing on with the seniors that they have. And that team is wild.
Yeah, they do. They've got a heck of a coaching staff there. Coach Kleiss and his staff do a great job. But, I mean, it's one thing when you're good, but when you're playing with as much confidence as they are, I mean, some of these games aren't even competitive, you know. So that's on them to keep that intensity, and obviously they're playing through that.
And they had we had the Tri-Valley game just the other weekend against Dakota Valley, and they, you know, Tri-Valley came out with a good game plan. They found themselves down early. You know, we thought this was going to be a mud, drag-it-out fight. And then you look at the final score, and they end up winning by 25-plus points. It's like they're never out of any game with the shooters that they have. And, you know, you have Tischwinger, you have Bruns, you have Rosenquist, you have Jackson Hennis. They have guys all around the court that are, like, can easily put up 20 a game. And with how they defend and how active they are on the passing lanes, they limit you on second-chance opportunities. And they just play a really good style and brand of basketball. And slowly different people across the state are going to see it. They had that tournament, I believe, up in Mitchell, South Dakota this last weekend.
Yeah.
And a lot more eyes are on this DV team because maybe other people thought that DV winning it was a fluke last year. Definitely wasn't a fluke, and they're out to prove that it wasn't a fluke. And, you know, they have a really good shot of repeating as state champs. But, you know, they're going to get everyone's best shot, and we're excited to watch what they get week in and week out. And hopefully we got teams in all three states making a state appearance.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're kind of rounding the corner here, second base, with, you know, games winding down here. There's like six, seven regular season games left. And then, of course, we'll start postseason play. But the end of February is coming quick, and March Madness will be in front of us here before too long. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.